Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, the Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've got something to say here early on in the show. Something's bugging me a little bit, and I want to know if you feel the same way about this. Unless you are one of these people, in which case, sorry. One of my mates is a big culprit of this, and it's been bugging me for a while. I'm not going to mention his name, Dino. It's people who feel the need to take their top off. It's blokes, mostly. Take their top off, so, you know, completely shirtless, and then strike a pouty pose a la Zoolander, and then take a picture on their phone of themselves in the mirror. It's normally the bathroom mirror. And then use that picture as their Facebook or Twitter profile pic. Normally, it's phone in one hand, and the other hand has the thumb just slightly over the jean. It doesn't look good. Yeah, okay, you've got a good body, but you are in the bathroom mirror, and I can see all your shampoo bottles. It's just not cool, you know?
B-B-C-Radio 1.
Oh, right, this is all happening now, isn't it? Loads of people trying to remove their pictures from Facebook of them just posing topless, taking a picture of themselves in the bathroom mirror. Someone says, I'm not going to lie, Scott, I've taken that photo on Facebook, lol, but my Facebook just crashed as I tried to remove it. I have a funny feeling too many people are now doing exactly the same thing since you mentioned it. Scott from Chatham, you might be right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Rosie.
All right, Rosie, where are you today?
I'm in Twickenham in London.
How can I help?
Well, I think I totally agree that it's just so cringy when you see those photos. The worst is when you can see the toilet in the background.
Yes.
And a couple of photos that I've seen, there's been something left in the toilet that's not very nice. And it totally, you know, brings the whole photo down, I think.
It's like, seriously, put some clothes on. This is your Facebook or Twitter profile picture, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, good. I'm glad you agree.
Yes, definitely.
I love you, and I think you should give me a big high five.
I will. Here we go. Sweet.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. My friend Chris is with me today. There's no Becky all week.
Hello.
Hi. Any sign of employment yet?
Not really, no.
Oh.
Same old.
That's good. Good job you're here then, again. Well, it's a bit like the audience for The Right Stuff. It's somewhere warm and dry to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, how can I help you?
I was listening to your show yesterday.
Yes.
Good show.
Thank you.
I heard the bit where you were talking to, is it Sabrina?
That was the What Have I Missed thing yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and she was talking all about Charlie Sheen and what he's been up to.
Yeah.
Well, have a listen to this from your show yesterday.
Charlie Sheen, he's lost it a bit.
Completely lost it due to his intoxication issues, etc., etc. The show has been completely axed because apparently he has been going around slagging off the production team, so it's no more.
So that's the end of Two and a Half Men?
That is the end of Two and a Half Men.
Who do you think is going to be the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1?
I think the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 could just be Greg James.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
Now, she said Greg James first, but that was in my head all along.
I'm sorry, Greg James, yes, to be the new Charlie Sheen?
Absolutely.
I think the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 could just be Greg James.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
He's just got that potential.
What's that based on then?
Well,
I'm not joking.
He's going out with a pop star now.
What?
He could easily take it to the next level.
Yeah, but it's not like she's even outrageous, is she? Like,
who?
Sort of.
Ellie Goulding?
Yeah. All right. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. No. I mean, on the surface, he appears to be very kind of calm
He's a nice guy, and he
didn't say he wasn't nice.
He's into his cricket.
Yeah.
He's a little bit posh.
A little bit, yeah.
Nice guy.
Really nice guy. I love Greg. One of my best mates at Radio 1. I'm just saying he's got the potential.
See, but in your experience then, right, you've obviously seen a lot of people move through this building in the time that you've been here, right?
Seen them all come and go, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're saying Greg James...
Out of anybody, yeah.
One of the nicest, like, boys I know...
Yeah.
...is going to go completely off the rails.
Yeah, it's waiting to happen.
Right, so, like, Charlie Sheen has just gone on holiday, hasn't he? He's gone with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's gone with his ex-wife.
Yes.
And he's gone out with an adult film star.
Yeah, all three of them.
You think this is going to happen to Greg James?
I'm not saying it's going to happen right now, but I give him a couple of years, and yes.
And I know he's got a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But are you also then saying that Greg would employ... How can I put this? Like, ladies of the night?
At some point, yes.
You're saying this is all coming his way?
Uh-huh.
Would you put money on this?
He doesn't realise that now, but it will.
How much would you bet
on this? The temptation will be there and he will take it.
Did you ever face this temptation?
Yes. No. Well, and ladies of the night? No. No, I didn't. But, you know, he has got off-the-rails potential.
Right, so what I thought I would do, because I think this is ridiculous, mm-hmm. personally. So what I've done is I've mocked up a news report of what would happen if Greg completely flipped out like Charlie Sheen.
Excellent.
Like, started ranting, proper ranting at Radio 1 bosses, got sacked. And the thing is, this is basically the news report about Charlie Sheen.
Right.
But what we've just done is we've just, I've replaced Charlie Sheen's name with Greg.
So you've doctored the report?
Yeah, so these are actual quotes from Charlie Sheen. I just want you to see if you think that Greg would ever say things like this.
Okay, do it.
Radio 1
has finally said enough is enough, pulling the plug on
Greg James's
hit program after he let loose with a scathing rant against
Radio 1 controller Andy Puffett.
I've spent, I think, close to the last decade effortlessly and magically turning your tin cans into pure gold.
You've actually used Greg there as well.
Yeah, it took me ages, this.
This is a real glimpse into the future.
Greg James's comments appear to be the final straw for
Radio 1.
Based on the totality of
Greg James's
statements, conduct and condition,
Radio 1
have decided to discontinue production of
The Greg James Show.
Hours later,
Greg James
wrote this open letter to
the Radio 1 controller.
I fire back once and this contaminated little maggot can't handle my power. I wish him nothing but pain. Clearly, I have defeated this earthworm with my words. Imagine what I would have done with my fire-breathing fists.
See, it just sounds... It sounds like it could easily come out of his mouth.
Greg James.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Imagine what I would have done with my fire-breathing fists.
Fire-breathing fists?
Uh-huh.
When have you ever heard Greg James?
I haven't yet. Well, just then. But I haven't yet. But it will happen. It will come.
The DJ is vacationing with girlfriends Natalie Kenley and porn star Brie Olsen. But he had a message for the other women recently in his life.
I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night. And I will forget about them as that last image of them exits my beautiful home.
So these things that you got Greg to say, are those things that Charlie Sheen has actually said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all real, but not Greg, obviously. Here's one. Can you imagine Greg ever saying this?
I'm sorry, man, but I've got magic, and I've got poetry in my fingertips, most of the time, and this includes naps. I'm an F-18, bro, and I'll destroy you in the air. I will deploy my ordnance to the ground.
I'm an F-18, bro.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Come on, it's just not him, is it?
Of course it's not.
And he used the word bro as well. Can you imagine that?
Yes, bro.
Hello, bro. I'm an F-18, bro.
No, I don't really think that Greg's going to go that way anytime soon.
Exactly.
But it would be amazingly hilarious if he did. Think about
100%.
It.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
BBC Radio 1. This
is
BBC Radio 1.
Now, it would be cruel, obviously, but we do have Greg James saying some really interesting things right now, don't we? We've got it all recorded because of that Charlie Sheen thing we just did. Imagine if you were Radio 1 controller Andy Parfitt, for example, and the phone was ringing one day. Hello, Andy Parfitt speaking.
I'm sorry, man, but I've got magic, and I've got poetry in my fingertips, most of the time, and this includes naps. I'm an F-18, bro, and I'll destroy you in the air. I will deploy my ordnance to the ground.
Greg, it's Andy Parfitt speaking. Are you all right, Greg?
I'm tired of pretending I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
No, that would be too cruel, wouldn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. My friend Chris is here. Hi.
Hello.
Now, I've been catching up on loads of good TV that I missed while I was away in the desert saving lives.
You missed loads,
being
to be
the people's
fair.
Princess.
The what?
People's Princess. I just called myself that. Oh, my God.
The People's Princess. Oh, you can't gloss over that, Scott. You just called yourself the People's Princess.
Joking, everybody.
That's a guaranteed invite to the royal wedding there, isn't it?
Have you seen The Model Agency? It's like the latest fly on the wall thing.
If I'm honest, I haven't.
It's not the kind of thing that you would probably get involved with, is it?
Probably not, no.
You scoff at my TV choices.
Well, yeah, I mean, you like...
Do you remember that time when we'd been out the night before and we spent the whole day, because of me, watching a Kardashians marathon?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that was one of my greatest days.
So The Model Agency, basically, it's about a model agency. And it's one of the really big ones, Premier Models.
Right.
It's about all the people that work there and just what happens day to day. And they're not as horrendous as I thought they'd be.
What do you mean by horrendous?
Well, people generally in that business, I imagine to be fairly vile.
But good.
Actually, they come across all right. Although, if none of their mums know that they smoke, they are in big, big trouble. Right. Because 99% of the show is spent on the steps outside when they're having a fag. They're never inside.
All right, okay.
Hardly ever. The only person that is inside is a girl called Annie, and she just spends the entire time crying.
Honestly, I've been crying. I've been, like, crying. I'm snotting on my hair. Oh, right, I'm going to go and cry in the toilet. God, I'm having a cry while you cry. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry, it's me. I had a cry. You can do it. Oh, stop crying. Okay. Keep crying. Okay. I've had about 10 cries today.
Well, at least you're not smoking.
Is that the same girl?
Yeah. Always crying.
God, it sounds entertaining, this, doesn't it?
We were talking about this earlier, though. Who would agree to go on one of these shows? Because, like, no one ever comes out of them well, do they?
No, I mean, I don't think I'd sign it. You probably would for money.
I wouldn't.
Oh, no, you would.
I wouldn't. Have they not watched shows in the past, these fly on the wall ones, and gone, oh, no one came out of that one well, did they? And think, do you know what? I'm never going to do that. Oh, hello, it's Channel 4 here. Do you fancy taking part in a... Yes, I do.
I can't think of one instant where anyone's done well out of a fly on the wall TV show.
It's like Tool Academy. Why would you ever sign up for that? No, didn't they? Originally, they signed up...
Britain's Ultimate Lad.
For Britain's Ultimate
Lad.
See,
I'd be tempted by that.
But no one's going to come out of that well. And then tell them that it's called Tool Academy, and they carry on and they stay in the show. Just walk off.
You wouldn't be keen on entering Britain's, so to speak, Britain's Ultimate Lad?
No, I would not. I wouldn't do any of them. No one comes out of them well. We were in a meeting earlier, right, at Radio 1, and we were thinking... Imagine if people were filming this. Imagine if they got this on camera. Our poor boss, Rob, he's not having a good day, was supposed to be doing, like, a PowerPoint presentation. And his computer didn't work. So, in the end, he just held up bits of A4 paper. He printed off the PowerPoint presentation and just held up the bits of paper. People squinting, no one could see it.
It was so lame,
absolute
isn't it?
Shambles. If they were filming this... Maybe they should do a Radio 1 one.
I'm amazed they haven't done it yet.
Maybe you should do one.
Me do my own fly on the wall?
Yeah. Maybe you can get Doug Z to film it, your mate.
Could do. We've got a bit of time on our hands.
If there was a fly on the wall show...
Yeah.
...featuring Lake U, what would happen?
Not a lot.
Well, what?
Well, wake up about 11, go down, say hello to Dad... Well, first thing I do, jump in the shower, head round to Dougsy's.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, and then what happens?
Yeah, it's the same old routine. We usually buy some sausages from the butchers and cut those on George Foreman, and then we spend the afternoon playing FIFA.
Right, and that's it?
Yeah, and then sometimes I come here.
And that's it?
That's pretty much it. But I like that routine. It's nice.
So, shower, sausages on the George Foreman, FIFA, the end.
A good, yeah. A
what
good
happens in the evenings?
Of FIFA. Back to Dougsy's, curry or Chinese, more FIFA.
No, also, because you text me sometimes, you always watch trash TV at about 1 a.m.
Yeah. I like to tune into Psychic Interactive to fall asleep. That's a good one.
That is. They are good, those ones. I love the psychic channels, because like no it. Money has been spent there.
No.
And it's just some old lady on going, hello, lovey.
But I
Kate
love
Colin.
It. But it's just like an uglier version of other channels that are on at that time of night. But I don't know. I don't think doing a fly-on-the-wall TV show with me would be any good, because...
It would be more interesting than some of them, Chris. I actually got a theme tune for you already.
Oh, God.
Tonight, there will be three homicides in Gotham City.
Forgot about this, haven't you?
Not this again.
There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies.
So there's the theme. What's the first opening shot?
Probably me getting out of bed, isn't it?
So you seeing Dougs tonight?
Yeah, football's on tonight, so I'll be seeing him for the curry, yeah.
Excellent. At his house?
No, we go to a lovely little place in Pinner when the football's on.
What football is it?
Well, it's a big one tonight, do you not know?
No.
It's United-Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
A really big game, this. You're not tempted?
Sorry, no.
So when am I meant to start filming? How am I going to do this? On my phone?
Just get Dougs to do it on his... He's got a video phone, right? On his,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just film...
Let's film you. Let's do this.
Tonight and then tomorrow day...
Yeah.
What, and then pop in here tomorrow or something?
I bet people will text in now and say that they would watch that.
They don't want to see my life. It's dull.
I think a lot of people, more than you think, would want to watch this. Because your life, for many people, it's aspirational.
In what sense?
Loads of our listeners would love to get up at 11 a.m, have a shower, play FIFA, have a curry, go to bed.
I appreciate that.
They would love that.
I mean, I would quite like to live a lot of other people's lives. I would quite like a nice job, you know, which pays well.
We'll just get him to film it tonight, and we'll see what comes back tomorrow.
All right.
And we can make it into something nice.
And I've got to have that as the theme tune?
Yes.
Right.
My name's Chris, and I'm Batman.
There is always the other one.
No.
No?
Definitely not.
BBC. Radio
1. Now, we haven't done a musical project for a while where we've all had to make songs. Probably not since we all made a version of what we thought the Lady Gaga song was going to sound like. So, homework is that everyone on the show has got to make a version of what they think Chris's theme tune should be for his new reality show. What do you think we should call it? It's Chris.
Great.
It's Chris. My name's Chris. I'm Batman. I just like It's Chris. It says what it is. Maybe...
I'm an adult baby!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Kids off of Take That. So, our homework is to make a theme tune, each of us, for the reality show, which my mate Chris is going to make, following the hectic world of him. And it's going to be called It's Chris. Now, Jack, who's working on the show, cheers, Jack. No. He's already made one. The first theme has already been made. Here it is. It's Chris. It's just really good. It's Chris. Just sounds a little bit like that Christmas song. No. It's Chris. Good work, anyway. Go.
This is BBC Radio 1.
So, my friend Chris is here.
Hello.
There's no Becky this week, so playing the part of Becky is Lorraine Kelly, hello.
Wow.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you missing me?
I miss you so much. I miss not waking up and you're not there in the morning. It's really, really, really hard and tough.
We weren't sleeping in the same tent, Lorraine.
No, we weren't, but we were close.
On the plane on the way back, we were really close. It was almost like being in a double bed with you.
We were sleeping together.
We were practically spooning.
We were spooning at one point.
Right, so here's the game that we play. It's like word association, right?
Right.
We each take it in turns to say a word. But your word is not allowed to have any connection to the last one in any way.
Right.
If you think someone else's word is somehow connected to the last word, you can buzz in and you can explain why.
All right, OK.
Okay, if you think that the words are connected.
Right.
Now, if the judge, which is the one that doesn't speak, stood here, looking a bit like Men in Black today, if he thinks you're right, the person who said the word gets a penalty point, all right?
Right.
When you get three penalty points, you're out the game, Lorraine Kelly.
Okay.
As we all are. And the winner is the last one standing. Are you ready to play word dissociation?
Yes.
I'll begin. Compost.
Who's next, me?
Yeah.
Jumpers.
Lorraine.
Armadillo.
Coffee.
Spanner.
Hedgehog.
Screen.
A hat.
A hat is a screen.
Go on.
A hat is a screen, I think, because we have hats on screening us from the sun.
God, really is the new Becky.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Who would have thought?
I know.
The one that doesn't speak agrees.
Right.
So a penalty point to Chris there. Sorry about that. Well buzzed, Lorraine.
It's like she's played this before. I'm a bit worried, actually.
Lorraine, you can start.
Okay, penicillin.
Paper.
Champagne.
Eagle.
Tomato.
Ooh.
Tiger.
Tomato and tiger. No, that doesn't deal.
Get on with it. What now?
Well, I just think tomato and tiger, I think, can both be... Tomatoes are not usually just pure red. There are lots of different shades of red, and they could be the same shade of red as a tiger, which is slightly orange. So I think when a tomato is slightly ripening, it's the same shade as a tiger.
The one that doesn't speak is just going, no.
Oh.
Silly, tenuous buzz there. You must feel disappointed in yourself.
Oh, I'm very disappointed.
Parasol.
Camels.
Sandcastle.
Blatantly. There's sand all over the desert. You had camels in the desert. Surely the desert's the link between sandcastles and camels. Yeah? Yay!
Sorry, Lorraine. So at the moment, I'm the only one without a penalty point. This never happened. Chris, you can start.
King.
Taxi.
No, Buzz.
Hey!
No, because there used to be a company where I used to live called King's Taxis.
No, that's not a buzz.
Look it up, it's in West London. That's not happening from the one that doesn't speak.
No.
Okay, let's pretend that didn't happen, that I never said that. I feel foolish. Lorraine, you start, go.
Okay, Oscar.
Bin.
Carpet.
What did he say, carpet?
Carpet.
What?
Carpet.
Come on, Lorraine. I couldn't understand what you said.
It clearly said carpet. It wasn't hard to understand.
Pheasant.
What?
Pheasant. You
say again?
Did she just say peasant?
Peasant. What are you saying, Lorraine?
Food mixer.
Cinnamon. Oh, well, no.
Buzz myself. Because you put cinnamon in a cake and you do it with a food mixer.
So it's a penalty point each we've got now. Mm. Lorraine Kelly to start.
OK, diary.
Remote control.
Ooh.
Coffee.
Coat.
Tree.
Car wash.
Newspaper.
Floor.
Jam.
Handbag.
Mountain.
Shepherd.
Oh, bad.
Oh, that was silly.
Because shepherds, especially if they're goat herds, are on mountains with their sheep or their goats.
Good knowledge.
Stiletto.
Typewriter.
Traffic cone.
Giraffe.
Toilet paper.
Camera.
Switch.
Ring.
Window.
Lavender.
I'm going to buzz. What was the one before? Was it window? Window and lavender, yeah?
No.
Well, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm not 100% sure what lavender is, but I'm sure...
Right, so you've buzzed, but now you don't know why.
I just thought I should maybe go for it.
Don't know what lavender is.
Outside, my mum's window, she is growing lavender. Is lavender a pot plant? Is it? What's going on there? What is lavender?
Would his mum be growing lavender outside a window?
It depends how weird she was, I suppose.
Is your mum weird?
A little bit.
Right.
Well, that's okay then.
No, the one that doesn't speak is saying that's not...
Oh, sorry about that.
That's what's wrong. Okay. Number.
Pansies.
Passport.
Deodorant.
Oh, truck.
Perfume.
Foam.
Buzz. Right.
Good luck.
Perfume and foam. So foam, like, you know when you get bubble bath and it has a certain perfumey scent, doesn't it? Is that right? Please give me that.
He has. He's given it.
He has
not. He has.
Outrageous.
So the scores are 2 penalty points to me and Chris and just the 1 to Lorraine Atchell-Kelly.
Yay.
Let's carry on. You start, Lorraine.
iPad.
Hair.
Sword.
Man bag.
Phone.
Buzz. You keep your phone in your man bag. That's man bag phone.
Scott definitely does, yeah.
I'm out.
I think. Yep.
So that's me out of the game. It's just between Chris and Lorraine. Chris.
Football.
Banana.
Crackers.
Orange.
Buzz. Yeah. So crackers and orange, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm thinking that a very popular brand of crackers has orange wrapping.
Oh.
Ooh.
It does.
It does.
So this is the decider. Match point. Right. Here we go. Chris.
Tennis.
Had it.
Crackers. That's all I can think of.
Ice cream.
That was...
Oh, no, not ice cream. Buzz. Because parrots eat crackers.
Parrots?
Yeah, parrots. Did he see parrots?
Parrots eat crackers.
Don't know. They eat lots of things. I'm sure. Don't you think?
We're just looking it up right now. Do parrots eat crackers? Hang on.
They do. I can just see them now and they've got it in the claws and eaten it.
The answer is yes. But that isn't a large percent of the diet, but I suppose technically you're correct.
You blagged that, Lorraine Kelly.
Wow.
So Lorraine has won word dissociation.
Yay! Amazing.
With her knowledge of cracker-eating parrots.
Fantastic. What a good game.
Thank you, Lorraine. B-B-C-B-C-Radio 1. Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Where are you right now and what can you see all around you?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm working and just looking out the window, lots of trees.
Okay, are you at home or are you in an office?
No, I'm in an office.
I was hoping you were going to be at home.
Why?
Just because then you could talk me through your house.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I am loving you on American Idol.
Really, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
You seem to be really enjoying it.
I am. I'm having a great time. I got to tell you, I thought it was going to be fun, but I didn't know I was going to enjoy it this much. I really am having a good time.
It shows here on ITV2, and you had a little cry this week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was caught me so by surprise. But, you know, when I watched the episode, I realized it was coming on before that happened. There was another girl who came up, and I got a little, like, you could see me get a little teary-eyed. Not teary, just so you could feel the emotion. And then a couple later was another tough one. And then by the time Chris came up, it was curtains. I couldn't do it. I was like, these kids have so much. They just feel like this is their whole life in that moment. And you're just going, nope.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Now, I've heard a rumour that Simon Cowell has tried to poach you to join the judging panel for X Factor.
No, he hasn't tried to poach me. There were talks in the beginning when I was talking with Idol as well, and he had called about doing the X Factor and stuff like that. But no, there has been no poaching.
Okay.
No.
But would you leave Idol for X Factor?
No, I wouldn't do that. No. Oh. Why would I do that?
Because you get to sit next to Simon Cowell.
I love Simon as a friend, but no, it's okay.
Okay.
I like sitting next to Steven and Randy just fine.
I love Steven Tyler. He's good on that as well, isn't he?
He's awesome. He's, you know, he's one of those guys, he's just so kind of spontaneous. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. It's hilarious.
Hey, I need to say congratulations as well.
Thank you. For what?
Do you know? Have a guess.
I don't know.
Well, you'll be pleased with this. You know,
okay.
when your bottom gets shown in your film, The Backup Plan?
In The Backup Plan?
Yeah, just for...
Oh, you mean when I'm with a pregnant? Yeah?
Just a split second. That has now become the second most paused moment in movies of all time.
Really? I'll have to tell the girl who doubled it.
Oh, no, you're telling me it wasn't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, we needed a real pregnant lady.
Well, it's now the second scene that people pause the most.
A pregnant body is very different than a fake pregnant body.
So well done, anyway.
Thanks.
So I'm hearing that you had a little...
I can always count on you guys for this kind of stuff. Thank
you. That's all right.
Yeah.
Your new song, On the Floor, is my record of the week this week. I'm playing it every single day.
Oh, wow.
And
just once a day?
Well, yeah, but, every day on my show this week.
You have to play it, like, 4 or 5 times on your show. Come on, at least once an hour.
Now, the song is so catchy, and it's number one in something like 16 countries.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm so happy.
It's even big in Luxembourg.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
It just kind of gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when me and Red One went into the studio, we just, you never know. I had never met him before that, and I just didn't know how it was going to go. You never know with those things, but we really hit it off. He's a great guy and a very talented producer, and told him what I wanted to do and what I wanted the sound to be like, and we just went from there. I feel like he really nailed it.
Does it get in your head as well? Because it's in my head, like, first thing when I wake up, and if it's in your head, then that's weird, because it's your song.
Yeah, I do. And actually, this morning I woke up, Mark is working on some stuff with Red One now, too. He's like become like a friend of the family. And they were in the studio last night. And I woke up with Mark's new song in my head that nobody's heard yet. But
wow. He could just sing your song.
He's just good at making hit records, that Red One.
Yeah. Who decided one day, I know, we'll do it to the tune of the Lambada?
That was Red One's idea. He had this idea for a track, and it was about kind of combining all the elements of who I am, kind of the urban-y Jenny from the Block side with the very melodic sensibility dance music, but making it kind of really international feeling. And that's where kind of like the la 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 came in, because it just has that real international feel, and it was just perfect. I thought he really nailed it.
They love the la 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 la, especially in Luxembourg.
Really?
Yeah, they love it.
How do you know? Do you hang out a lot in Luxembourg?
I just know people.
You have a girlfriend down there?
I know people, J-Lo.
I see that. You're very fan of Luxembourg, you.
I love it. It's like a holiday song, though. You can imagine hearing it like in resorts all over the world.
You really can. I'm actually looking forward to the summer and actually taking a vacation somewhere and hearing it in some club somewhere.
Can I suggest Malia is good?
Where?
Malia. Go there. It'll be on all the time in Europe. Listen, it's really nice speaking to you.
You too, baby. Thank you so much.
And come and see us soon when you're next in the UK.
Absolutely.
All
right. Thanks again for all your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is BBC.
This is
BBC.
BBC.
Radio.
Very exciting news. We were talking about Fly on the Wall documentaries earlier, and in particular the one that I have just been catching up with, The Model Agency. Why would you agree to do that? So my mate Chris is starting his Fly on the Wall show tonight, aren't you?
Yes.
Called It's Chris. We've got one theme tune that's just possible we might use.
It's Chris.
You might recognise it.
It's Chris.
So what's the plan tonight?
Curry and football. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting, isn't it? And then playing some games?
Yes.
Right, excellent. So we'll let you know how the exciting new Fly on the Wall documentary goes tomorrow on this show. Can you make it so that we'd have to edit it loads and then we can like put it online?
Okay, yeah.
Just like nothing dodgy in there, like, all right? Yep. Excellent, okay. So look out for that tomorrow. It's Chris.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.